When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Savner du et fleksibelt regnskapsprogram som gir deg alltid ett system, og så forenkler regnskapet? Med Triplex får du smarte og intuitive løsninger slik at du kan jobbe hvor som helst, når som helst. Også via appen som lar deg føre timer uansett hvor du Se for deg at du for sen med å levere utlegg og at kvitteringene hoper seg opp. Med appen fra Triplex kan du ta bilde av kvitteringen og sende den inn til godkjenning med en gang. Appen scanner bildet og fyller ut sum, kostnadskategori og data for deg. Helt automatisk. Dessuten trenger du hverken å grue deg til årsoppgjør eller bruke unødvendig tid på å punche ting flere ganger. Med TripleTex får du en helt annen kontroll, og du kan enkelt koble til og få oversikt over andre systemer som kassasystem eller nettbutikk. Hvis du nysgjerrig på om TripleTex passer for deg, kan du prøve gratis I 14 dager på TripleTex.no.
Da skal vi snakke fly for SAS, slapp tirsdag resultatene for sitt fjerde kvartal I det avvikende regnskapsåret som ender I oktober. Og selv om flyselskapet nesten doblet inntektene fra 3 til 5,7 milliarder svenske kroner mot samme periode I fjor, så går man fortsatt I minus, nærmere bestemt 744 millioner etter skatt. Vi har pratet med den relativt nye SAS-sjefen om markedet nå, planene for det interne datterselskapet SAS Connect, som skal ekspandere fra København til Oslo og Stockholm. Og vi spurte han ikke minst om selskapet vil trenge påfyll av frisk kapital etter koronapandemien.
Anko van der Werft, CEO of SAS, thank you so much for joining us. Before we talk about your finances, let's talk about your market. You're describing increased revenues, an uptick in traveling. How does it look for leisure and business now?
Yeah, exactly. Let's start at the fourth quarter results, right? I think a few good things to see there. Demand came back. We were able to put back capacity, of course, as well, all throughout late spring, early summer. Every month we grew. And you see that the underlying demand is really healthy when there's no restrictions in place, right? Now, what was still a question, I think, also when we questioned Mark that we had when last time we spoke, you and I, was where does leisure and business indeed fit in? We see that both of them are really coming back, right? So again, underlying trends throughout the fourth quarter, at least, were healthy on both fronts, corporate and leisure.
How are business travelers acting now? I mean, you've made an assumption or an expectation that business travel will go from about 30% of your business to about 20%. Before and after the pandemic, but how are business travelers operating now? Are they traveling again, or are they holding back more than leisure?
No, they're traveling, and that was again the good news coming out of the quarter. Both are traveling. You definitely see leisure very much still concentrated, also around the peak periods, right? Vacations, Christmas, Easter, and then certainly we think that next summer will be again very healthy. And business actually really got back and quite steadily in a way grew back throughout the fourth quarter.
I have to ask now, with the increased spread of the virus and this new variant referred to as Omicron going around, could you be forced to cut capacity? And what exactly do you know of how this new spread in the virus will affect your business now in the winter?
Yeah, really too early to tell. We of course are also watching the news. We're trying to get some information that all of the world is really looking for right now from scientists, of course. So too early to tell. We ran a significant campaign last week, Black Friday campaigns, right, over the weekend and onto yesterday. And that distorts in a way also then the numbers, right, because those numbers were actually strong. They were actually healthy, right? But that is, of course, on the back of a campaign. So difficult to isolate what really at this stage the Omicron impact is on us. What is clear is people don't like uncertainty, right? Not on the leisure side, not from a business perspective, of course, also. We don't like uncertainty, and that may affect us, but for now, too early to tell.
I want to follow up something that we talked about when we spoke last in October, because I asked you whether you've concluded in SAS whether the company needs more capital, and if so, how much. You said you hadn't concluded that you likely would be able to talk about it at the end of the financial year. And that's where we are now. I couldn't really see any new plan or any new financing discussions in your report. How far has this work gotten now?
Yeah, so when you look at Q4, again, a few good things. One, second consecutive quarter of operational cash flow, right? So positive operational cash flow. So that is good to see. And we've kept the cash balance, right? The cash balance from Q3 to Q4 unchanged. Now, we still have also the 3 billion buffer, right? The 3 billion RCF from the States in our back pocket, and therefore, right, we do go into that winter at least with that. We haven't drawn upon it, and we do not intend to draw upon it. Right, that's not in the plans at the moment.
Your equity is still negative, and people are obviously wondering whether you will need to restructure or refinance, given especially what some of your competitors have done, reducing their debt burden quite significantly. Will there be a new restructuring in SAS?
Now, when you look at that debt, the vast majority of that debt is really aircraft related, right? So, I think that is somehow different. There is, of course, the hybrids, right? And then there is the loan facility with the Norwegian government, and then there is the commercial hybrids. Look, we're looking, of course, at how we can go about that. That is, of course, something that we are, very actively analyzing and assessing. But you have to again go back to the numbers, right? The vast majority of that debt that we're having is simply aircraft related.
But just to be clear, will there be one sort of overall plan, or will you sort of handle the hybrid and the Norwegian loan and all these things separately and in due course when they fall due?
Yeah, and it's maybe a good question, because if you're waiting for one specific date in which we will come out with a big bang, clearly we're not sitting on our hands here, right? I mean, there's already parts of the plan that have been implemented that are in full implementation mode. We are, of course, reviewing our fleet. We have designed a zero-based network. We have already implemented some of that network, because what you can see already is that leisure is becoming more important. That's also where we're relatively now more important in that network. An investment agenda on IT has already been signed off, and we're going full force. We will recruit about 100 developers into IT and therefore, one, drive cost out through a number of initiatives there, and including on the revenue side, increase the digitalization as well as the ancillary flows, right? So last point, clearly the operating model, I think that will even feature bigger, broader, if you like, in the plan, right? And you've also seen and you've heard us come out again and say that is really where our growth will be. So there's various elements of that plan already being either implemented or in implementation mode.
But you don't want to signal today that you are planning an equity raise or some sort of refinancing in the new financial year that you're entering now?
Well, once again, if you look currently at the second consecutive quarter of positive cash flow, right, and the fact that we kept our cash liquidity position untouched basically versus last quarter, plus the fact that we still have that 3 billion of government facility in the back pocket, I think that's where we stand really at the moment.
Last question I wanted to talk to you about is SAS Connect, which there's been a lot of discussions about, which is basically SAS Ireland that you've home sourced, if I can describe it that way. You're establishing that now in the start of 2022 in Copenhagen, but you write that you're considering expanding it to Oslo and Stockholm as well. What will it take for you to make that move and have SAS Connect be a sort of pan-Scandinavian operation?
Yeah, so absolutely. How did you call it? Home sourcing? I'm not sure. Home sourcing, insourcing, but I like the home sourcing as well in that. But what we're doing absolutely there is making sure that is Scandinavian in terms of Scandinavian market-based conditions, on Scandinavian labor laws, with Scandinavian CBAs, and with Scandinavian unions, right? So I think that is exactly what it will take. These are platforms that truly are needed for SAS to be competitive, right? We need to make sure that part of that future growth is really on those platforms. They will allow us to also be very flexible and very agile going forward. And that is what it needs, right? But again, I liked your wording of the home sourcing. Scandinavian labor laws with Scandinavian CBAs and with Scandinavian unions. And that is really what it takes to implement that.
I was merely describing the fact that you're moving it home from Malaga and London. But is it the competitive picture that will decide if you expand to Oslo and Stockholm?
No, it's really our intention, right? We are, of course, now in that process of mapping it out, as you like, right? Seeing what it will take, practically speaking. We start in Denmark, and then, as we have said, the intention is to then also go broader.
Anko van der Weft, the CEO in SAS, thank you so much.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Økonominyhetene er en podcast fra Finansavisen. Programledere Marius Lorentzen, Stein Ove Haugen og Benedikte Storm Bamvik. Produsenter Lars Brenden Skram og Bashar Johar. Og ansvarlig redaktør Trygve Hegnar.